How is everybody tonight? Can you hear my mic okay today?
Yes, you're good to go.
I have a
Thanks,
special
Sam.
guest with us today. His name is Noah, and he's going to be our co-host for tonight. It's his first appearance on a Mindset Monday call. But yes, everything has been awesome. He's our first Gemini baby, as far as I know, that's been on. I was on the products my whole pregnancy, so he's a product of our products. So I'm really excited because he's our new friend on our calls. And as
He's
you could see, I'm
adorable.
drinking my VitaWake. I am breastfeeding also, so I'll just keep you guys posted on that journey. In addition, I'm also doing the Beleen Challenge. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that on every call. Obviously, I did have a baby. He was 7 pounds at birth, but I am down. How many pounds am I down? 25 pounds already. So I'm continuing. What I'm doing is I'm just replacing a lunch with the Beleen shake, and it's really been helping to shed off the pounds. It keeps me full, even though I'm not really supposed to be back at the gym yet because it's not 6 weeks. I have been going a little bit. Don't tell my doctor. No, I'm just
Hey,
kidding.
Samantha, will you stop the screen share so we can see him?
Oh, sure.
Just for a
Let's
moment.
see.
Thanks.
There we go.
Oh.
He was
He's adorable.
Thank you. 4 weeks old. Here, we'll get. But he's got blue eyes, and he is a Gemini himself. His name is Noah. Super cute. But enough about the baby. I'm gonna put him back to lay down. I'm excited tonight, guys, because we're gonna be talking about some social media training. So specifically with LinkedIn, and this is if you guys were on the Super Saturday Sizzles. It's almost about a year and a half ago now. We did have a LinkedIn training, which was really awesome. It was Eva's friend, Lindy Chapman, and it was just a great training. So we're going to do a replay tonight because there was a lot of great takeaways from it. So take some notes. The replay will be available after the fact. But before I start the training, I wanted to show you guys, if you didn't see the email last night, we do have a Gemini Prime sale happening all week long. This is really exciting. Typically, we only do this for 2 days, but we're going to have all week long 10% off all of the products, even reorder packs, not enrollment packs, but everything. So, this is a great opportunity for you to let your prospects know that they could save big since everyone's going to be eyeing the Prime sale for Amazon. They can enjoy this Prime sale too. So, super exciting stuff. So, I'm going to go ahead and play the training. It's about 20 minutes long, and then we'll reconnect at the end to talk about topics for the next coming weeks. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes. My good friend Lindy Chapman, we've known one another through a networking group for, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years. I've watched her join LinkedIn, and she tried to get me to get in with her on the join LinkedIn, and I never did it. And I've watched her just blossom, and she's got a niche in her field. And I know you guys are going to enjoy her. She is a natural born teacher. She gives wisdom on so many different platforms. I'm excited to introduce my good friend Lindy Chapman.
I am Lindy Chapman. I would love to know, and I don't know if you can raise your hand or let me know, who is using LinkedIn? Awesome. So, a little bit of backstory behind me. I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. We moved every 1 to 3 years. It didn't allow me to really have a career. We had 4 kids. We lived all over, including internationally. And so I decided to get onto LinkedIn to tell my story and to use it to build a brand. I don't know really how. I kind of stumbled into it by mistake. In some ways, I had been told that I couldn't do relocation, that I had no business talking about relocation, and that was the industry I'd gone in and what I wanted to do. And there's some people that when you tell them no, they just go and do something else. As a friend of mine told me one time, Lindy, when somebody tells you no, you do it twice and you take pictures. So that was kind of what I did was to, I knew I was passionate about relocation, much like y'all are passionate about this business. I love Eva and her passion for her business, her passion for serving people. And I was the same way. I knew I had a lot to give. I knew I had something to offer. And so I turned to LinkedIn to tell my story, to share what I know, to share my expertise. My expertise was not as a real estate agent, and there are 2 million real estate agents in the US, so I didn't need to be another real estate agent. my expertise was understanding the social and emotional needs of somebody when they were buying and selling a house, especially when it involved moving to a new city or a new country or a new state. So that was how I started out on LinkedIn, and I just started talking about the problems that I solved. So I'm just going to give you a basic overview today because I don't know where everybody is. I can't see your faces, but I would love to connect with anybody one-on-one or conduct a deeper in-depth training at some point for anybody that is interested. I am not an expert at LinkedIn, but I prove that anybody can use it and benefit from it. There are people that are coaches. That's what they're paid to do. And I will point you to a couple of people towards the end of the seminar. So if you do want to get some paid coaching, some paid help, then they'll be great experts to not only seek out or just to follow on LinkedIn. Okay, so this was a talk that I did. Can everybody see that okay? Okay. Thank you. I can see Eva nodding her head. Thank you, Eva. This was a talk that I gave, so I just kind of quickly looked over it last night because this is an in-person thing, and I haven't done this in a long time. But I just want to give you a brief overview and then and really just leave the room open for questions and do less talking myself. First of all, I started out, that was my first profile there at the top. I had about 50 followers when I first started, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And within about a couple of years, maybe 18 months, I had about 5,000 followers and connections. And so I'm going to share a little bit about how you can grow that audience. And this is my latest profile. So that's a nice thing about LinkedIn. You can continue to evolve it. You can create in Canva different banners, and you can really tell a lot about what you do. The second thing I would say is that's so important with LinkedIn is building a community, building an intentional community and connections that are going to be beneficial to you, people that you want to tell your story to. For me, I wanted to get into relocation. I was passionate about changing the way that the relocation industry operated, and I knew that couldn't change until the real estate industry changed. So I connected with relocation providers, entrepreneurs, because I was doing something nobody else was doing, so I got to learn a lot from them, regional chambers of commerce, journalists who were writing about real estate and relocation, what was going on in Dallas and Texas back 5 years ago when I started this journey, or 4 years ago when I started this journey, human resources, because they were kind of the pulse of the companies that were moving people, companies, expats. I had lived in Europe 3 times, so people that had lived internationally and understood the challenges. And then that's where you start. Like, who are the people that you want to connect with and that you want to collaborate with, that you want to learn from, and that you want to share with, and make those connections? And then what is the content, the subjects that you want to follow? And you can find those people and you can follow them. For me, again, it was relocation, real estate, people in mortgage, technology, property technology that was changing the industry. Again, entrepreneurialism, and I think all of you fall into that category. And that's a unique thing about LinkedIn, is that it has really become a playground for people that are entrepreneurs. They're solo business owners. They are salespeople. To really get in there and not sell, not send private messages, not try to do lead capture, but really tell their story and bring value to the platform. Everybody with me so far? Okay. So let's start with how to engage, because you may just go, you know what, I don't have a profile. I don't really have anything to share. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I don't have a resume. That was me as well. The way I got started was engaging on LinkedIn. The algorithm rewards engagement, just like most social media platforms, right? So it's not just posting or creating content, but it's commenting and engaging with the post of others. So again, go back to who is your target audience? Who are the people that are talking about health and wellness and CBD and other things that you're interested in? And it doesn't have to just be within your field. It can be outside interest. And get engaged with them. Like their post. Comment on their post. Find out what other comments are being made that are interest to you and engage with their comments. An easy way to create content is to share someone's post, share an article that you see on health or wellness, and then engage with LinkedIn Live videos. I'm actually doing a LinkedIn Live video, and that's an interesting thing, is that I was actually asked to be one of the first LinkedIn Live video beta testers. And that's been a huge part of my business. But engaging with those LinkedIn Lives, getting into the comments when they're live and seeing who's on there. So if you're following somebody that may be in their space that you want to get involved in or you want to get introduced to, support them, engage with them, be a cheerleader to them first. Does that make sense? Engage with them, show value before you ask to receive anything or before you ask for their time, even before you ask for a connection. But get engaged and then engage on just 4 to 5 posts. Spend 10 to 15 minutes a day. And again, you can do this before you really get your LinkedIn profile up and going. But get engaged. Engage on 4 or 5 posts and you'll see that your profile views, your connections are going to increase. It takes effort. It takes time, but I think you'll quickly see the rewards. If there's somebody you want to connect with, before you just send them a connection request that's cold, you can go to there, and let me see if I can share this real quick. You can go to there. So you can go to somebody's profile, and if you go down, you'll see activity, and you can see all of their activity. And you can see what they've liked, articles they've looked at, things they've clicked on. You can see articles that they've written. And you can go in there and engage, and you can see posts that they've done. And you can get in there and you can engage with their post and comment and share, and you can like it, comment. Another thing to do is, instead of just liking it, if it's something that's insightful, hit the little button here that says insightful, or if you're curious about it, because that will increase your ability to get noticed. And then you can engage. You can come down here and you can comment on somebody's comment that they've made, and you can get involved and engage that way. So that's another way that you can find, again, if you want to connect with Jim Smith, go to Jim Smith's profile, find out what he's posting, get engaged on his articles, get engaged on his post. Then maybe he'll send you a friend request, or not a friend request, but a connection request before you send it. And there's a lot of value in doing that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, let me go back to my, let's see if I can get back to here. Are you back on my LinkedIn presentation?
Yes.
Okay. So get involved, get engaged, and then create content when you're ready to. You want to make sure that you're creating content to educate, inform, inspire, entertain. Not much unlike what you're doing on maybe Facebook or Instagram, but you have a chance to go in depth about it a little bit more. And your content can include anything from original posts. Now, I love to use Canva. It's about $12, $13 a month, and you can create great graphics and stuff in there. Organic video is huge. Make a video, just shoot it on your iPhone. You don't even have to have, there's so many things you could do to make it more professional, but you don't have to have subtitles, you don't have to have fancy titles. You can just do organic video, and LinkedIn loves organic video. Share a document. If you have a document to share or something you've put together, you can do that in LinkedIn. You can also write articles. Another thing you can do is create a poll. If you go in and you do a post, it will tell you, do you want to create a poll? And so you can create a poll about health or wellness or what people know about CBD. Think about things that are going to separate you apart from other people. There are a lot of people that are doing what Gemini is doing, right? I mean, similar things. But what separates you? You know what separates you, but your audience doesn't know. People that don't know you don't know. Yeah, you can close that. Thanks. So talk about what separates you. Again, I was a real estate agent. And so I had to talk about, and I used the hashtag, not your realtor. Think of a hashtag that separates you, and I put it on all my posts. So if you go to LinkedIn and you search hashtag not your realtor, you'll find some of my old posts that I used to do, because that's what I did. Because if you've ever been in the same room with a bunch of real estate agents and you heard somebody talking about buying or selling a house, what happens? There's 50 real estate agents in the room that want to buy or sell that house. And I was always the one that was going to ask questions. I wasn't going to assume, hey, Lindy's the right person for you, right? Just like you should never assume that somebody's going to understand the value that you offer. Help find out what value they need. What problems do they have that you can solve? And then find ways to tell that story. How do you solve it? Everybody good so far?
Yes.
I love being in front of an audience where I can talk. I'm ready for stuff to go in person again.
Yeah.
So, 3 tips for content. Define your niche, right? What is your niche? What separates you apart from other people that are selling health products or health plans? How do you separate yourself? Define it. For me, it was relocation. For me, it was being a consultant before I was a realtor. Like, I'm going to connect you to the right realtor, the right strategy. Are you for sale by owner, or do you need a full service, full fee brokerage? And nobody fit one or the other exclusively. There are a bunch of different options. So define that niche. Don't sell. Demonstrate, show, provide value. So I wouldn't talk about, hey, Lindy's got this great house for sale. I would talk about neighborhoods. I would talk about what I loved about Texas. I would talk about restaurants and what was happening in Dallas and what was happening in different parts of the state. You can do the same thing. Find content, find subjects surrounding what you do and talk about them to bring people in, not to sell to them. And then make a list of the top 10 questions, problems that you solve, and just create content around those that address those. I did a 10 tips, 10 days challenge at one point, and I had to write out 10 tips that I could give, and I created videos around each one of them. Maybe you have 3 tips, maybe you have 5. So, but find those tips and then create content around it, whether it's an article, whether it's a post, whether it's a quick video, so people can kind of get to know who you are and what value you bring. These are a couple of posts that I've done, just some examples. So you can do a post for engagement. This is one that I did after listening to a podcast on what value do you bring? What problem do you solve? It was by a company called StoryBrand. And so I just did a simple post about, asked a question. So start off with a question. What problem do you solve? Let other people share about them. And it was a great post. It got a lot of engagement. It got close to 10,000 views. It had, I don't know how many likes, 68 likes, 150 comments, and it was a great post. It brought a lot of great new connections and discussions and caused people, instead of me telling them what problem I solved, they were asking me what problem I solved. And I even put what problem I solved in the comments. Another thing you can do is inspiration. Just do a quote, an inspirational quote. I did this one, life is 10% of what happens to you, 90% how you react to it. Again, great engagement when you do something like that, when you balance between telling what you do and then just simple little things to inspire people. What are the challenges? What are the questions? I said, you know, here's one that I did. Need a realtor you can trust. This was created in Canva, right? Let us take the guesswork out of buying, selling, or renting your next home. That's a problem, right? What are the problems that people have with their health? We don't know what to do. Do we go to traditional medicine? Do we try CBD? What is, you know, how do you differentiate? What's the difference between the guy on the corner that's selling it versus Eva, right? How are you different? How is your product different? And be willing to understand that they have questions. And instead of automatically, it's like me when I have a for sale by owner. I always go to them and go, for sale by owner is a great option. It's not a bad product, right? It's not a bad thing for the right person or for the right season or for the right how. I mean, there's so many different factors that go into that. So go into it without selling, but listening. And here it is, what their immediate objections are to whatever it is you're wanting to share with them. Another explainer video. Do a quick explainer video. Tell them who you are, what you do. I don't sell real estate. I help relocated talent, employees, find home in a new city. So I don't sell real estate. I help people find home. Find a way to explain what you do without telling them what you sell. Does it make sense? Everybody with me so far? Okay. And then here's an article I shared just on how the real estate industry is changing. Let's talk Texas. Again, I'm not talking real estate. I'm talking about all the great things about Texas. And I became known as the relocation expert. So I never found my clients on LinkedIn, but people would find out that people were relocating and they didn't think of the 10 realtors they knew. They thought of Lindy, who specialized in people that were relocating. So you want to kind of establish that kind of authority and to be an expert at what you do. And to be an expert at what you do, you have to be an expert in what other people are doing. So you can set yourself apart from the competition and show how you stand out and why somebody should choose you. This is from the talk that I did. Just, it opens up a lot of opportunities. I've had so many opportunities. And I think if you want to speak or get in front of audiences or get written up, I've been written up in Forbes, CNN, Boston Globe, not because I'm a top selling real estate agent. It was because I demonstrated myself as an expert in relocation. So when journalists were looking for an expert when it came to relocation or real estate, I ended up getting interviewed. So show that you are an expert, and you can find those same opportunities. Again, connections lead to opportunities. So I've had so many opportunities that have opened up to be a consultant and to be involved in different projects and to collaborate with different people simply because I use content and engagement to set myself apart and define my niche. So that was a really quick overview. Again, I apologize because I really like interacting and seeing people's faces and knowing when to ask questions. Really broad overview, but I would love to answer any questions that anybody might have and then share a couple of resources if we have time.
I have a question, Lindy.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned a lot of things that LinkedIn kind of opened the door and you were able to get on all these other platforms. Was it from LinkedIn that they saw your content or the connections you made that got you those connections where you were able to be asked for free to come and speak about your story and how you organically grew your business?
You know, it was engaging with the people that were in charge of conferences. It was engaging with LinkedIn video in ways that no other real estate agent was doing that caught the attention of the head of Dallas Startup Week. And so when LinkedIn Video called her and said they were doing a real estate conference here for real estate agents for using video, she said, you need to call Lindy. And I just left a company that had told me I would never be successful. I'd left a top real estate brokerage, Evan knows about this, because they told me I would never be successful in the industry doing business the way I was doing it. And that I would never be involved in relocation because I was new and they only use seasoned agents to do relocation. And all I was asking to do was to help train real estate agents in the empathy that was needed, the understanding that was needed when somebody was moving to a new city, to share from my own experiences of having been a client a dozen times. And so that was what LinkedIn kind of enabled me to do, was to tell my story, to share what I know, right? To share my area of expertise from experience, to share other people's stories. I would get on Eva, you may have seen, I interviewed our friend Patricia about moving to Dallas from Germany. And I interviewed her and she talked about the challenges. So it wasn't just me saying, these are the challenges. It was Patricia going, yeah, my real estate agent didn't do this and didn't do this. And I didn't know about the dog park. And I didn't know the difference between, you know, Frisco and Fort Worth. And so demonstrating those problems. And you can get on LinkedIn and do videos. You can get on LinkedIn. I mean, you can make videos. You can record a Zoom call, edit it, and make it an organic video talking to one of your clients, talking to a physician, talking to a healthcare provider, whoever it is that will help set you up as the expert that understands the problems that your potential consumers are facing. But yeah, so that's just that kind of engagement. Engaging with journalists that wrote about relocation, that write about real estate. It's amazing too when you engage like that and then you go to ask them a question, hey, can we set up a call? I'd love to know more about what you think about this or you know, how you got into writing articles about this. They love to talk about themselves. Set them up to be the hero and you're just there to learn and they'll engage with you. And that's how I had people from CNN call me, hey, we hear you talking about this all the time, or I saw that article you wrote, because we were already engaged with one another. And so when they had an article to write, they would call me and ask me for a quote. It's not that complicated. Think about how you would do it. If somebody, you know, approached you as an expert and it was engaging with you, you're going to be willing to give them your time and to help them, right? It's a very collaborative platform, more so than I think Facebook or Instagram or any other platform that's out there.
That's what I'm figuring out. I haven't been on LinkedIn in a while, Lindy, and I jumped on it right before the Zoom.
Yeah.
And very impressive, all the different things that you can do on it now. It's so different than it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I need to update my profile and everything.
I do too.
So that's just awesome.
I don't even think I have on there that I've moved to Dallas. So, but yeah, so there it is. It's really evolved. They even have a new thing now where they're pushing for people that have been off of work, especially parents, moms, especially that have had a career break. And ways to help them. Again, it's a very entrepreneurial platform. There are a lot of people that are business owners and entrepreneurs and creators that are on there creating content, and you can learn so much from them. One person that I was going to share, and you might write her name down and then go find her on LinkedIn, her name is Fanny Dunnigan, F-A-N-N-Y, Dunnigan. You can always message me on LinkedIn, send me a connection request, and I'll connect with you. She creates content, and she has a LinkedIn tip every week. And on Thursday, she does a LinkedIn Live giving LinkedIn content. She's one of my favorite people to follow. She's a dear friend of mine. She lives in South Lake, Eva. And if you ever really want somebody to go deeper with this, I would say Eva is a much better person than I am. I'm just giving you the basics. If you don't know anything about LinkedIn, if you'll just create your profile and do these three things, get on there, like one post every day, comment on a post every day, and share a post every day, you'll start growing your audience. You'll start growing your contacts. You'll start figuring out how it works. Once you kind of get the hang of that, you start making some connections, you feel a little better about your profile, and you have more than 50 connections, and so you start feeling like, okay, I'm okay for people to see me, create a post. Because now you've got some people you've engaged with. That post is going to pop up in their feed. LinkedIn loves new users, and they love people that are engaging. So just engage, engage, engage until you're ready and confident to post that first post. And again, it may just be sharing an article that you've seen. It may be sharing a quote, something inspirational. Whatever it is, don't sell, just tell. Tell a story, inspire, engage. And I think you'll be really surprised. I mean, it has been, again, mom for 20 years. And in 5 years, I went from being a realtor that was told I would never be successful to having a six-figure year, my first year after leaving, to getting involved in being asked to speak at numerous conferences, getting asked to speak at Worldwide ERC last year, which was a huge deal because Worldwide ERC is the Relocation Council. I don't even know that anybody from my former company has ever been asked to speak there. And this was the company that told me I would never be successful. Just, wow. It's a great platform for engaging and showing your passion, your area of expertise. There are a lot of things I'm not great at. I am not a $20 million producer. Never wanted to be. That was never my goal. My goal was to change the way people move. My goal was to change the way the real estate industry operated, and in doing so, change the way the relocation industry operated with it. I don't know as much about your company as I wish I did. Maybe I can learn more and give Eva some ideas that are more specific to your industry. But I know you have a lot of noise, a lot of competition, a lot of objections to what you do. But if you can just tell that story, show what makes you different, engage and add value, you'll be amazed at what you can do with LinkedIn.
And be a good listener.
Absolutely. Listen before you speak. That's why I said engage, engage, engage. Like and comment. Like and comment.
Wow. That is a great training. I probably watched that, honestly, about 10 times in the last 2 weeks. So I know some of you may have seen it before, but there's so much great takeaways from that. And everything that she's teaching could really apply to multiple platforms. So even if you're not really familiar with LinkedIn, you could use all of that and apply it to Instagram, apply it to Facebook. But I particularly like LinkedIn because, like she said, it's a great place for entrepreneurs, just like yourselves. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's Mindset Monday call from my co-host and I for tonight. Guys, don't forget about the Gemini Prime sale happening all week. Next Monday, we've got Prissy Simmons interviewing one of her customers because she's had great success. She has been on Dynamax and Gemini products. So she's going to talk about different regimens that were helpful in some of her health ailments. Of course, we can't make any medical claims, but we could definitely share some great testimony. So I'm excited for that. And then the last Monday of the month, which is the 25th, we are going to be launching something really special. I would like to say that it was my idea, but I cannot take credit because some of the leaders on this call right now have had a huge hand. It's Laura Trenum's baby, and Joe and Karen have had a huge help in this project. I'm super excited, guys. This is going to totally change the way that you prospect and share information about Gemini. So over the next 2 weeks, try to gain some excitement with your prospects. Try to gain some excitement with your members that haven't been engaged in a while. Obviously, there's a lot of room to invite more people to the call because we've only are a strong 15 right now. But thank you all for being here and dedicating your time. And let's try to really triple those numbers for this launch on the 25th. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you will find out. Make sure to check your weekly emails. Every Monday, I send out a Gemini Insider emails with the call topics for the week and different specials that we have going on. So you'll find that Gemini Prime sale there as well. And please make sure you guys congratulate Jay Archer on his new marriage. He got married, I believe it was yesterday, to the beautiful Camilla. So we have a new official member of the Gemini family. He's still celebrating, so he's not on here tonight. But guys, let's take this week, share as much as we can, and really promote that 10% off, because that's a great opportunity for people to come on board to try our products at a discount. Thank you all, and I hope you have a blessed night. Take care, everybody.